You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, it's time to charge those power coins and have another more phenomenal episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that covers everything that's going on in the news today. I'm Josh.
I'm Sam.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
We have a great show for you this week. An excellent show, in fact. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news. We're going to do an in-depth review of the Power Rangers movie. So I bet
Buckle in. You couldn't guess
that we were going to talk about that.
The results may surprise you.
They might. They might not. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, on to the show. This is normally the part where we get into our check it outs for the week, but I think we're going to save that for the second half since we're going to be going into a spoiler-filled review of Power Rangers. We all saw it. So let's get into the news first. Let's mix things up.
Ruining the formula.
I know. I'm messing with the formula. Breaking molds all over the place.
We're the new Coke over here.
We sure...
And you're going to love it.
You got to. Because there's no alternative.
This is Nerd Overload with sea salt.
Yeah. Anyway, we have...
I think we get salty enough with we get salty enough without it.
Well, wait till that second half when we talk about Power Rangers. Might be a little salt there. Anyway, there were some trailers that came out this week.
Lots of trailers.
I don't know why all of a sudden they all hit kind of at the same time, like within a couple days of each other.
I think it's because we're gearing up for summer, and that's when a lot of these movies are coming out.
That's true.
Summer movies!
Got a point. So let's... just talk about all three of them here. First up is the new Spider-Man Homecomings trailer.
So good.
Yeah, it was very good. It also gave away the entire movie.
Yeah, I feel like I don't necessarily have to see it now because
but we will.
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like a Spider-Man short film.
Yeah. But no, it looks really good.
Lots of Iron Man, which I didn't expect.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
they're leaning real heavy into that whole, hey, this is connected to the MCU. Real hard.
Well, this is the first time Spider-Man's been able to in his own standalone film. Of course,
true.
They're going to like lean into it as hard as they possibly can. Now, do we know if Spider-Man's going to pop up in the Avengers Infinity War movies?
I'm sure he will.
Mm. Yeah.
They wouldn't have taken all this time to connect him not to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do you think having Iron Man in there is going to help or hurt the movie?
I don't know.
Oh, it'll pull people in.
But will it make the movie better?
You know, I wouldn't. We saw a lot of Robert Downey Jr. in the trailer. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw every scene that he is in that trailer.
It
could be
just 5 minutes of Robert Downey.
It could be, you know, 3 minutes at the beginning, a minute in the middle, and a minute at the end. But we saw all of it smooshed together for this one trailer.
This is true.
The Avengers Tower.
Yeah, well, that too.
I love that we're finally getting into the meat of the fact that it's a extended universe.
Yes.
Though. Like they've done all the origins forever,
mm-hmm.
and they've even done separate sequels that were only lightly connected to the other movies. But this one looks like it's really in there. You know,
this is a direct follow up to Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah,
yeah. Between this and I think Black Panther is going to be another direct like follow up.
I can hope so.
Yeah,
because Spider-Man and Black Panther were two of the best parts of that whole movie.
Probably two of the best. You're absolutely right.
I guess Civil War was the first real like. Hey, now it's a totally connected universe situation.
In a way.
Even more so than Avengers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Avengers is a big crossover movie, but this is a movie that's not a crossover, but is still, you know,
didn't
takes
just
place
have
in...
like cameos. It was like full, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see where you're going with that. The more I see of the Vulture and Michael Keaton's performance as the Vulture, the more I like it.
His
wings look more like one of those Bluetooth drones than actually like wings, and I think that's cool.
Yeah,
the propellers on the wings is kind of
a neat
take.
It gives me hope when we get this version of Spider-Man's Green Goblin.
I hope they steer clear of the Green Goblin for a while. Honestly,
since we've been so heavy with the Goblin,
we've seen
get
him
Hobgoblin in there.
Yeah, get Hobgoblin in there. Get any of them in there.
Demogoblin.
Green Goblin was in the first Tobey Maguire movie. He was alluded to a couple of times in the Andrew Garfield one. In fact, his kid, Harry Osborn, was Green Goblin, kinda.
Sort of.
In that, I would like to see them go for... It's like having too many Batman movies with Joker in it. I want to see more villains, different villains. Spider-Man
Mysterio.
Has...
Oh. Yeah, a lot
I would
of
love Mysterio.
Yeah.
I've always said in the Tobey Maguire movies, Bruce Campbell should have been Mysterio and would have explained why he has cameo parts in all three of the movies.
Yeah.
He's a working actor trying out these different things.
Oh, yeah. It would have been great. Of course, yeah. Mysterio is one of the, like, could be one of the more visually interesting villains anyway because of all the, like, the holograms and things and...
Got a dome on his head.
Yeah.
The place has got a dome on his
well,
head.
Well, true. But it's iconic. That's a really cool, like, design. But no, Vulture looks good. Shocker for what we saw of him.
Shocker's in it?
Shocker's in it. Yeah. Did you see the bit with the electricity where the guy, like, threw a punch and the electricity came out of his gauntlet?
I must not have been paying attention.
Yeah. Shocker's in it. He's not wearing that weird quilt suit. But that's fine. That's costume. Kind of a lame costume, honestly.
It really is. Well, look at the old Electro costume with the big yellow starfish on his face.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that was cool.
Mermaid Man.
I actually prefer that one to the just blue skin and black bodysuit.
Oh, the ultimate Electro style.
Yeah. But whatever.
No, I get it. What are some other...
What are some other... the Prowler. He was an off-again, on-again villain. Silver Sable. Black Cat.
Black Cat. Yeah.
Black Cat would be a really good one.
I'm the Prowler. I prowl about.
Craven the Hunter.
Craven the Hunter would be an
Craven
excellent.
In there.
Yeah, he
the
would be
sweet
an
van.
Excellent. Yeah, you know what? It's been long enough. I want to see Dr. Octopus again, and I want Alfred Molina to play him. Yeah, have it be a completely different version.
Oh yeah,
but
it was very good.
His Doc Ock was probably one of the best like adaptations of the character.
Probably.
You see, Doc Ock is coming back in the comics, by the way.
I did see that.
Yeah, he's in a cloned body of Peter Parker calling himself the Superior Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, his like consciousness kind of came back in a robot.
Yeah, kind of. Comics are weird, man.
Yeah, comics are weird.
Sandman was cool.
Sandman was cool.
Eh, I was never really a big, huge fan of Sandman.
And Thomas Hayden Church really did a really good job, and I almost called him David Hyde Pierce, and I know that's wrong. Can you imagine?
David Hyde Pierce as Sandman?
Spider-Man. Come here, Spider-Man. Maris.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on to our next trailer. There was a Justice League, a full Justice League
with
trailer.
New footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was a trailer.
Had some jokes in it.
Yeah, it was.
Surprisingly.
Had some levity. I'm a little concerned about what they're doing with Cyborg in the movie. He doesn't seem to have anything in the way of personality or anything. Also, at what point do you stop being a cyborg and start being like...
A robot?
A robot with some human parts. Because the only human bit visible on Cyborg is 3/4 of his face.
Well, that's kind of the way Cyborg kind of looks in the comics.
No, he's got bare arms and legs.
Just kind of how he looks in Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The cartoon.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But still, I mean, it's his design's a little busy for me, honestly.
Yeah, there's a lot of CG going on there.
There's a lot.
A lot.
Aquaman, believe it or not, I think I'm on board finally with this version of Aquaman.
With Aquabro?
Now that I've... yeah, seriously, making Aquaman... I like either Proud King Aquaman... Like the king that just would rather be off fighting crime and having fun, or just the biggest, dumbest bro, like sea bro you'll ever meet. And that latter is what we're getting in this movie. And if he's kind of the butt of the joke a little bit, not for talking to fish, but because he's just kind of
a bro.
He's just kind of a bro. He's just kind of a dude. I'm on board. Sure. Okay. I'm a little worried because we've seen good trailers for Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
And we've seen good trailers for
Suicide Squad.
This is a good, good trailer for Justice League.
Yeah. Now we know trailers don't really mean anything.
Yeah. And we'll get into that later on as well, because we're going to loop back around to that point. It also makes me worried for Wonder Woman. What's really going to tell is if Wonder Woman's good, because those trailers have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has not been a bad trailer for Wonder Woman.
If we go into Wonder Woman and it turns out to be a steaming pile, then...
Which is a very real possibility.
Yeah.
Sadly, we are living in a world where it could be just a terrible movie, and that would wreck everything for DC and Warner Brothers, I think, because they have a lot banking on Wonder Woman.
Well, it was
is a lot banking on Wonder Woman.
Not just for Warner Brothers too, but
for everybody. Yeah.
For everybody, fans. People pushing for female-centric superhero films.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, people go, or studios could be like, see, this is why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Even though all the Hunger Games movies, those weren't comic book movies, but they were female-led,
right,
action-y movies.
I'm afraid the first nail in the coffin of studios making more female-led superhero movies is this Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about because it's not a standard superhero movie, but it is a comic. It's a manga. It's one of the mangoes. But if reports have been coming in that it's kind of not good and kind of really boring.
Which is a shame because it looks cool.
It looks very cool, but I don't know.
It was never going to be able to get out from under the casting.
Yes. That
drama anyway.
Yeah. The best they could have shot for with that movie is okay, just because of the casting issues. Anyway, back on to Justice League. It looks fine. There's something about watching Batman drive the bat car at super fast speeds and then launching Aquaman off of it to like jump tackle a guy. It just kind of hits like a real sweet spot for me.
Oh yeah, I'm sure the action scenes in the movie will be great.
Yeah,
because the latter parts of Batman v Superman were okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, when it was more than just them just punching each other.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. Like when they fought, was it Doomsday?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
When they fought that Lord of the Rings orc.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. They were doing cool team up stuff.
Yeah, I wish they were fighting someone other than Darkseid and his paratroopers, because we're going to get a bunch of weird greenish grayscale bug aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to play, just because they didn't play too well when they were done in Avengers, when they were fighting those faceless alien types.
Oh yeah, they might as well have been fighting anything.
Yeah, and not only is the Justice League movie,
never explained it.
Not only is the Justice League movie going to have nameless, faceless aliens, it's all going to be in the dark. And it's in like sepia and like muted tones. So it's going to be even more drab.
You know, here's the other thing is, I know they make the hints visually within Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then they completely cut out the scene with Steppenwolf.
Oh.
Lex Luthor talking to Steppenwolf.
You mean that weird monster man?
Yes.
That's supposed to be Steppenwolf?
Yes.
Yeah.
The band Steppenwolf.
Lex Luthor hired Steppenwolf
in his magic in their magic carpet ride.
That's right.
He hired Steppenwolf and their magic carpet.
Yeah.
So that's how he got on top of the building.
That's exactly right.
He took Steppenwolf's magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
Plot hole filled.
Yeah.
Done. Okay.
Anyway, but it feels like a big jump just going straight for Darkseid like that. The fact that the only people who are going to know what the paratroopers are or the parademons.
No one's going to know.
Yeah.
Well, Warner Brothers hasn't taken the time to build anything at this point.
Right,
so
they're just kind of throwing everything at the screen.
Grant, to be fair, when the Avengers throw in what is that alien race?
Chitauri.
Yeah.
The Ataris.
Yeah.
I almost called them the Chitauri. I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah.
that's Professor X's girlfriend.
Yeah, the Shi'ar.
Shi'ar, that's Shi'ar. What it was.
They're bird people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caw.
Yeah. Anyway, I know why they're throwing Darkseid in. One, they need someone big enough for Superman to punch. And two, Marvel's doing Thanos. Darkseid is the DC equivalent to Thanos.
Yeah.
So they have to try to match him, but they're going about it the wrong way. But we've talked about this.
Because we've built up to Thanos for how many years now?
Oh my God, yeah.
Since the first Avengers.
Yeah, to the point now when they tease him at the end of the movie, it's like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, come on, let's just do this. Let's do the dang thing.
Put on the glove, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what would have been a real crazy curve? Like, if they just would have thrown like Starro at the Justice League?
That would actually be really cool. And it would kind of bank on the zombie craze a little bit Starro is a giant alien starfish that shoots off these little pods that connect to your face and mind controls you.
Yep.
It was actually, Starro was
the first
villain that the Justice League fought back in the 60s, like the very first.
Yep.
And that would have been actually really cool. And they could have said that Starro was an emissary of Darkseid,
mm-hmm.
and you would see the Justice League try to save the day, but also try to not harm people, which I think is something that the Warner Brothers movies need to kind of lean on a little bit now, is
and not just make commentary
harming
about it.
People and not using a bunch of guns. Looking at you, Batman.
Batmobile still has guns.
Yeah, Batmobile has a ton of guns in that trailer.
Of course. What if they shoot rubber bullets?
They'll ADR that in, like,
yeah,
it's okay, they're rubber bullets. Duke's okay, he's in a coma, but he's all right.
Yeah.
It's a G.I. Joe, the movie reference.
Yep.
The animated movie.
Yep, yeah. The edited.
I was once a man.
Yes. All right, let's talk about this last trailer. It. I didn't watch this one because I have no attachment to it.
I meant to, but then I never did.
So I'm the only one.
You're the only one. Tell us about it, Josh.
Well,
there's a clown.
I don't know. They're building this instead of being like one movie, like the original It was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a two-parter.
The It expanded universe.
Oh, well, no, it's going to be because the book itself
is split in half. Yeah, yeah. Part of it's when they're kids, and part of it's when they're adults.
And that's what they're doing. And that's what they're doing with the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a horror movie.
Yeah. Just doesn't have that that Tim Curry charm, does it?
No, it really doesn't. Yeah, that and like creative. The colors on Pennywise seem very toned down.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
They do. He's not quite as...
Well, that was one of the best parts, is he has this bizarre contrast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like the bright yellow and the red and the white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks almost... I don't know...
They creepied him up too much.
They did. And like,
he's a tryhard.
Yeah, he's a tryhard.
It's like Count Olaf dressing like a clown.
gotcha.
No, I'm serious. Like, he's kind of like skinny and kind of gaunt. And I don't know. The biggest thing is they kept saying the one phrase over and over and over again.
That we all float down here?
Yes.
That?
Oh. Constantly.
Oh, that's.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I think I'll be skipping that one.
Yeah, honestly, Stephen King-inspired movies are really hit and miss.
Yeah.
Incredibly hit and miss. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I mean, some are really good and some aren't. And now, to be fair, I'm not a huge avid reader of his books. I've never sat down and read the giant Stephen King expanded universe of connected stories.
I've actually read a lot of Stephen King.
I mean, I don't know. I know there are certain themes and things like that. Yeah. But
Greasers. Greasers are a theme.
Cars.
And cars.
Maine.
Yeah. I'm hoping that if this movie's bad, it somehow like balances like the galactic like scale so that the Dark Tower is good.
Yeah.
Because that one needs to be good.
It really does.
I mean, it should be. It's Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
Well, yeah.
So it's...
Also, the Dark Tower is great.
It's great. It's a great series anyway. Sure.
Weird dimensional space cowboy.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah. It's just weird enough to just be like, just go, okay, I'm in, whatever. Just take me for a ride.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Westworld apparently has been really popular, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's one of those things that nobody asked for.
Well, nobody asked for any kind of reboot.
Yeah.
Nobody asked for anything.
This is true. And I don't know. I just like Tim Curry as the clown.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest hurdle. I don't think they're going to be able to jump over it. I really don't.
Probably not.
Yeah. You can't recast any Tim Curry role and have it work. You just can't.
No.
I mean, they tried to do Rocky Horror, and nobody even talks about that happening.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry. What do you mean? That thing that doesn't exist?
Yeah, when Fox redid Rocky Horror?
I don't know what you're talking about.
With Laverne Cox?
Never did that.
I actually meant to watch it, and then I didn't.
Yeah. I didn't care enough, honestly.
It didn't need to be done. People still watch the original all the time, every month.
Why reinvent the wheel? We have time for one more real quick one. So we're all children of the 90s, and we're around in the dawning age of CGI animated television from Canada. No, there was a series called Reboot. It lasted, what, like three seasons?
Something like that.
Was it four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't Toonami later fund the fourth one way after the fact?
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, it was the whole thing was set in like inside a computer, and you're playing games. And,
yeah.
But there's also villains. It's like
the villains are viruses.
Yeah, they're viruses, and you're fighting against them in like games, and like incoming game, they drop the GameCube down and
yep. And if the user wins, it destroys a portion of the town.
That's right. Followed Bob, who was like
a guardian.
Guardian, or basically the CPU player. Anytime you play against the CPU,
kind of like the antivirus.
It kind of, yeah, that too. And then it got weird in those last couple seasons where he became like Internet Jesus or something like that.
Yeah, and Enzo was the new guardian.
Yeah.
After he grew up.
Yeah, very weird. There's a mermaid, I think.
Yeah, she was pulled out of another game.
Well.
Yeah, she was pulled out of a game and brought like into their world as an actual character.
Anyway, there's a certain charm to how bad the CGI is.
Oh, it's so bad.
I mean, it was innovative at the time, but it's like...
It does not.
Super garbage.
I remember when it premiered on, it was a Saturday morning show.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about this because they are rebooting. We're getting a reboot.
And they released like kind of like some of the plot details, what it is. And it sounds like horribleness.
If that's not telling about the world we live in now, that they're rebooting.
Yeah. That's, the biggest change is the show is partially live action with a diverse cast of cool teens.
Yeah.
There's the opinionated alt chick and the jock and like all of your stereotype tropes. Like,
yeah.
And everything.
Like Power Rangers?
Like Power Rangers. we'll get to it.
Yeah, they're like...
It's not going to be good.
No, it's not. Like... If the teaser image says anything, without the little reboot logo on their chest...
It looks like Bad Halo.
Bad Halo, or just some crappy game you would have found online as a space shooter.
Yeah.
No kids shows with live action are ever good.
It's not. It's not good.
No, that's why I didn't watch a lot of the Disney Channel stuff, because I didn't care.
Did you ever wish that reboot had, like, iCarly in it? Because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it just seems to lose any all like kind of semblance of what the old show was. Yeah.
Well, the whole thing was the original show had its own ecosystem.
Yeah.
It was completely, they didn't know anything about the outside world.
Nope.
It was their own city, their own infrastructure. Once you introduce people from the real world into that infrastructure, it's like, it just kind of makes the artificial world, it's kind of boring and fake.
Like Tron, but
it's
not
like
good.
Bad Tron. Yeah,
you can't get immersed into the fantasy world if you're constantly jumping back out into the real world and trying to tie things into it. At least for me,
real world with bad child actors
and
writers who don't give a darn,
and 50-year-old writers who think they know how bad child actors speak.
Yeah,
which we'll get to after the break. Yeah, so what channel is this going to be on?
I don't even know, honestly.
It's probably either going to be Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. I would guess Cartoon Network.
I don't think so, because I don't think...
Try that again.
I don't think Cartoon Network has any live-action shows.
They did for a while.
Yeah, they gave up on that one pretty quick.
Yeah, it kind of ruins the whole Cartoon Network.
Yeah, when they had CN Real. Now we got Andrew WK jumping around.
Hey, Andrew WK is awesome. The dude likes to party. He's very positive.
Parties hard.
He parties hard, and he is a beacon of light on Twitter.
True.
His Twitter is like the most positive thing I've seen. It's great.
But he did ruin Cartoon Network for a solid year.
He kind of did. Yeah, well, it happens. Yeah, it doesn't have a station for it yet. But
watch it to be like Netflix or Amazon or something.
Probably. I don't see Netflix because they put out good things.
Not always.
Not necessarily.
They put out mediocre at best things.
Okay, I'll take it.
They don't put out bad things.
They
have you seen the Adam Sandler movie?
Well, yeah, that's true.
But she's contracted to make a few more.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh yeah, speaking of Adam Sandler movies, yeah.
Yeah, they is.
They renewed his contract for 4 more.
Why? No one asked for this.
No, someone's asking for it.
Oh, yeah, they're asking for it, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add to that. It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
Man, I remember like a time when Adam Sandler was one of my favorite actors, and I loved his movies.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Big Daddy was also pretty good. That's about it.
I like Little Nicky.
Wedding Singer is great.
Wedding Singer is amazing.
I've never seen Wedding Singer. That's one for...
What? That's one for the show. Yeah.
I literally had one of the songs in my wedding.
Oh, you did? Which one?
The one he sings to her on the plane at the end.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The original one.
Very yeah. Cool.
That's awesome. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we are going to get into our Power Rangers spoiler discussion. We'll be back.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
We're back. That was the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song, composed for orchestra by Walt Ribeiro. The song was originally done by a guy named Ron Wasserman. Fun fact. I don't know. Did you know that it was arranged by Haim Saban himself?
Yes, because you told us that before.
I've told you guys that before. Well, I'm telling the listener now. Yeah.
Why no, Sam? I did not know this previously unknown knowledge.
Why, yes. Saban was a musician at one point in his life. Anyway. Yeah, so we're back. Let's go ahead and get into the meat of what we're talking about. The Power Rangers movie, I know that's what everyone has been kind of waiting for us to discuss. Should we go ahead? How far into spoilers do we want to get? Do we want to give our opinions first and then kind of give a hard, like, hey?
I don't think it's a very spoilery movie. Well, I think you could go in knowing the whole thing and still...
For the most part,
it wouldn't ruin it.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, just consider yourself warned that we might talk about some things that may not be in the trailers, but you could pretty much guess how the movie's going to be. It's a pretty standard...
Yeah, there's no surprises here.
No. Let's get first impressions.
Well, that's not true. I was surprised that the movie wasn't terrible.
Yeah, you know, we saw it Saturday, and I've had about a week to kind of process it and everything. It's a perfectly average movie.
Yeah.
There is really nothing outstanding in one way or another. Like, it is just kind of right down the middle, just okay.
It's passably fine.
It is passable. That's very, yeah, I like that a lot.
It's better than your Transformers movies, but...
Better than I was expecting. I mean, then again, my expectations were so low.
Oh yeah. I thought I was gonna hate it.
Same here.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be Ninja Turtles all over again for
me. That's what I was really worried about.
I was expecting Batman v Superman.
Like, there's enjoyably bad, there's a good movie, and then there's enjoyably bad, and then there's just
bad.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The new one, not the classic one. The classic one was great. Yeah. Anyway,
the first one of the new line of movies.
Yes. The Michael Bay ones.
Michael Bay produced.
Well, anyway. Yeah, it wasn't... Whoever cut the trailer for this movie should maybe not do that anymore. Because the movie that it's almost a reverse Suicide Squad, where the movie that was presented to us through trailers was not the movie that we received, and the movie that we received was better and more enjoyable than what we were led to believe it would be through the trailers. Like, those trailers were awful.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
Yeah. And yes, I know, we dogged on Power Rangers. I dogged on Power Rangers, the movie, a lot.
Oh, yeah, we went to town on it over and over again.
And I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, this is the part where Sam apologizes for being wrong. Well, no, because every problem that I had with the movie were present in the trailer, and those were the problems that I had with it, with the trailers.
Yep, I apologize for nothing.
Yeah, no, all the... critiques that we gave are still valid, but it's just that.
I mean, it still looks enough. It still looks like garbage.
It is awful to look at. Yeah, it's so gray and half like a quarter of it's in. Yeah, nothing. Everything's muted, which sucks because it's Power Rangers.
There's a couple scenes where like I struggled to see.
Uh huh.
Like I was trying to focus because it's so dark.
Everything happens at night for the most part. There's a couple of like shaky cam, like handheld shots that kind of took me out of it a little bit, which was weird. Yeah, I still hate the way everything is designed. Everything is way over designed and ugly.
Yep.
And Gah.
Zords look like garbage. They don't look like animals.
Since when does a mastodon have six legs?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they also don't have laser beams that they shoot, but...
That we know of.
That we know of. Well, yeah, I mean, we weren't around back then, but we're pretty certain that there weren't six legs. You don't know what came out that trunk. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there's no bone structure for that second set of legs, or that...
Third set of legs. Yeah.
Math.
Yeah.
They didn't look like anything.
No.
Hunks of metal.
Just, yeah. It's Transformer syndrome. They just look like big hunks of nothing.
It wasn't as bad as Transformer.
At least Grimlock looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. Got and the Red Zord didn't look like a T-Rex, really.
No, it just looked like some walking... He looked like an AT-AT walker with a little bit extra added to the front and a gun on his back.
And then gun arms.
Gun arms. Yeah, he did have machine gun arms.
They all had machine guns.
Yeah.
He was a double Barrett.
What kind of
double Barrett
He was a double
Barrett,
yeah. I did like the pterodactyl Zord, though.
Yeah, that one was cool. Because and it also did the most stuff.
It did. It was the only one that could fly, and on multiple occasions, it did the exact same... It did this... You know, it did the same move like three times in the movie where it would fly down, pick one of them up, and the other one, the one that's being held, is shooting while it's flying. Like... It copied itself like three times. Well, let's get into some things that we talked about. Let's make a compliment sandwich here. We're going to talk about some things that are good and then all the problems that we had, and then we'll end on something good. That way, you know. Yeah. So let's go with the cast first.
They're all pretty good.
Three-fifths of them I enjoyed. It was very clear that the movie was really written around the characters of Jason, Kimberly, and Billy. Those were your main...
Yeah.
The five, those were your main three.
And they got the most character development. And the character development was good, actually.
For those three.
Pretty good,
I argue that Zach actually had more character development than Kimberly.
I don't... Well, Kimberly...
Had nothing.
Yeah.
Kimberly didn't really have anything. Zach didn't really have much...
He grew on me more than Kimberly did.
More than Kimberly, sure, but...
They don't get into anything about him until like halfway through the movie.
His plot development is very contrived, I think,
Yes.
It's like, what's your reason for, why are you so lol, so random, I'm going to do crazy rebel, whatever. It's like, because I have a sick mom, the end. That's like screenwriting 101. Sick mom, sick parent, that's a reason.
Okay, what was Kimberly's motivation?
She was a former mean girl and was... in the process of trying to change her ways while the people around her still had the preconceived notions of how she used to be. Mm. Personal growth. Same thing with Jason. I think his bits of acting out were a direct response to everyone knowing who he... Angel Grove has been reimagined as this like little fishing town. It's not like a big city like it was in the show.
Yeah, it's a little fishing football town.
And Jason was the star quarterback, so everybody knows who he is, and
that's Jason Scott!
Yeah, that got a little old. but, yeah, I think he got a good bit. Billy, I liked Billy a lot in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Billy was straight up the best character of the whole movie.
With an asterisk, I think, because while they updated his backstory, Billy's backstory, to make him... on the autism spectrum. He's super smart, doesn't understand jokes, doesn't like being touched. It makes sense for the character.
Yeah, yes. And they handle it pretty well.
They handle it pretty well until...
Especially for a Power Rangers movie.
But as they progress through the movie, he loses some of that bit of autism. By the end, people are hugging him and he's making jokes and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the idea that... the morphing grid, the source of their powers, magically cured him of autism. Either that or the writer just forgot about it halfway through the script.
Or like they're like, you have friends now, so you don't have autism?
And that doesn't...
Like, that's not good.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
I still think he has the best arc.
Yeah.
But again, with an asterisk, because that kind of... And because I work in that field and I see... You know, I'm around people with autism.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You got a good point.
That kind of, and you know, it didn't strike me until a couple days after watching the movie that kind of hit me, because it just kind of, it just doesn't sit 100% with
me. No, but it was obviously written by somebody who read the Wikipedia page for autism and then went from there.
Yes. It was obvious the movie was written by someone who watched the first two episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and said, oh, I got the characters. Which, if they would have watched one episode further, they would have changed how Trini was depicted, because Trini, in the show, Afraid of Heights, where do we see her first? Doing heavy metal yoga on the top of a mountain.
Yep.
There are a lot of weird visuals. Again, thinking back on it, there are a lot of weird, like, situations and visuals in this movie. Did you know that this movie starts with a masturbation joke?
Yeah.
Way to start your movie,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, way to start your movie that also the kids are going to watch. I mean, it's not a
not real... only that, but with a bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a bull's penis takes up 75% of the screen at one shot.
Within 5 minutes of the movie.
Almost the opening shot.
Yeah. Very weird.
They might as well have opened on that and the Power Rangers theme going in the background.
Moo. Seriously, we're not kidding.
It's
a thing.
Yeah.
And it's right at the beginning, so we get that right away, and I'm just like, oh, God, what are we in for?
Yeah.
But it did get better. I guess when you start with a bull's penis, the only way you can go is up.
Yeah. You just got to grab that movie by the horns. With both hands, yeah. No, so...
How much of that are we going to have to cut?
Not as much as you'd think.
Okay.
I think if this movie was written to not be Power Rangers, but be inspired by Power Rangers, the Zack and Trini characters, or Trini, because she couldn't say Trini correctly, they would have been written out. It would have just been the three of them.
Yeah.
If they were writing a big bad Beetleborgs movie, it would have just been the three.
Oh, man. With Flabber?
Yeah. No, dark and gritty Flabber.
No thanks.
Yeah.
It's a shame, because if Trini had some sort of... it's not that she didn't have backstory. She just didn't have very much.
She got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, if they would have elaborated on her more, she might have been my favorite character.
Yeah. And just... her whole thing was like, parents don't understand me. In fact, that's what I was doing throughout the movie. Whenever she was talking there at one point, I would just go, meh. Because that's the summation of most of her dialogue. And there are a lot of articles online championing her as, it's so brave that they put the first LGBT superhero. They don't come out and say that in the movie. They hint very, very, very vaguely at it. And I think... if you're going to commit, you need to commit 100% on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a line of dialogue where there's a shot where they're all bonding. And we'll get back to this, because it's actually one of the things I liked about the movie. They're all bonding. They're all talking, you know, late at night. And also, she might be drinking beer in that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's underage drinking in this movie.
Maybe.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, man, that looks an awful lot like a beer bottle.
Yeah. How's your movie, Power Rangers? There's a scene where they're asking, you know, if what her deal was, and Zach says boyfriend problems, and she goes, yeah, boyfriend problems, like that, and he goes, girlfriend problems, and they just kind of leave it up in the air.
She takes a sip.
What they should have done was, when he says boyfriend problems, she goes, yeah, the problem is I don't want a boyfriend. That would have concretely made the character, you know, take the guesswork out, and then it would have actually added a little more a little more heft to her problem. Yeah. Other than just like, my parents don't understand me because I'm weird. I'm the all opinionated alt chick. Yeah.
I didn't care for her parents either.
That one scene made no sense.
Yeah.
It was the joke fell flat. The pee in this cup joke.
Yeah.
About being on drugs. That could have been another thing. They could have left out the LGBT thing if they wanted to. They could have said, you know, we've moved around a lot. One time I got caught with some kind of illicit drug, and now my parents do not trust me, no matter how many times I try to redeem myself in their eyes. That would have given her way more reason to act out.
That would have been character development.
That would have actually been character development instead of just, yeah. You could tell I kind of had some problems with some of the writing in this movie.
It's not good.
It's there are two people who should probably lose their job or not get future work in this movie.
The writer
in the trailer house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things I did like. the power to morph is tied directly to their feelings about each other.
Their power to
the
friendship.
The power of friendship causes them to morph. They had to become best friends. And that is a core concept of Power Rangers. Power through friendship. That was really good. That's a good message.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Banks was great.
Elizabeth Banks was fantastic. I wish they gave her more to do.
Yeah.
She didn't have... Every scene that she was in, she chewed the scenery almost as much as Raul Julia in the Street Fighter movie. Like, she went all out on some of those scenes.
She hammed it up, and it was great.
It was great. I wish they would have given her more. I wish we would have had more scenes of her, like, going around stealing gold.
Yeah. That could be a movie on its own.
It could have been. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, when she's, like, homeless dirt witch in the junkyard. And
yeah,
the homeless guy
that was
up.
Really cool.
Oh, I know. She's kind of, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It's the best way you could have interpreted that character to make sense.
And not being just some crazy space witch.
Yeah, because in the original show, she really doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the Japanese footage that they're taking and writing around, so it makes very little sense.
No, in the original Mighty Morphin, her reasoning for destroying Earth was, I've been set free, I'm going to destroy the nearest planet. Just happened to be Earth.
Scene.
Yep. I liked how, and this is no spoiler whatsoever, because they've hinted at it in the trailers a lot, and it's within the first couple minutes of the movie. Rita was a ranger 10,000 years ago, or 65 million
years ago.
But Zordon was the original Red Ranger.
Or at least a Red Ranger.
A Red Ranger. The Red Ranger for Earth, or this sector, or whatever.
Yes.
The movie begins with Zordon-like dying. And the yellow...
His whole team dying.
Yeah, because Rita...
Betrays them. For reasons
we don't know.
Well, because every planet has a Zeo crystal, which is taken from the show. Zeo crystals are a thing from the show.
Yep.
And apparently, something, take the crystal out of a planet and you can make a million nukes that could take over the universe. Something. Yeah.
Also create planets.
Yeah. Create planets and stuff. I don't know.
MacGuffin crystal.
Yeah. MacGuffin crystal. Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah. But again, I liked them tying that in because it gives a reason why Rita and Zordon
don't like each other.
Are against each other. I like the reasoning behind why Zordon is in his tube or his wall. His
consciousness is within the
uploaded
ship.
Into the ship instead of him being stuck in a
dimension between worlds,
a dimensional time loop.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought Cranston was fine as Zordon.
Yeah.
I wish they would have done a little more prosthetic to his face. He just looks like Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. He just looked like Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
This is our wall, Cranston.
Yeah. I liked how he was kind of a jerk. Actually, not kind of a jerk.
He was
Zordon
a jerk.
Was a real jerk in this, and it actually kind of leads a little bit to the original series, where that's not what was intended, but come on. Zordon made a paramilitary team of child soldiers. It's kind of a dick.
Alpha would have looked better if they would have cut the stupid eye stalks off.
If they took the eye stalks off Alpha, everything else would have been fine. Hader did a good job did an excellent job as the voice. I think he got... Maybe he walked that fine line. He got very, very close to being too meta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he didn't cross it. He didn't.
He was pushing it, though.
Yeah.
He was really, like, the surface tension right on that line. Yeah. And it was like, yeah.
He just sounded like Bill Hader, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He just did a Bill Hader impression. how can you do an impression of yourself? Never mind.
Hey, kids, this is my best Bill Hader, because I'm Bill Hader.
Yeah, right.
He did the I, if you're wondering.
Twice. He did do the I. Yeah. That was the next thing. There were points where I thought the callbacks to the original series worked. They mostly came out of Alpha 5.
Yeah.
I, the Go-Go Power Rangers.
Go-Go Power Rangers was the worst.
That was the worst.
Go-Go Power Rangers.
Go-Go Power Rangers.
At least the first time he says I, it worked with the line of dialogue they were using at the time.
Yes, the second time it didn't, not
no,
so much.
No, it fell pretty flat.
Yeah.
Like most of the callbacks to catchphrases, they fell pretty flat.
Rita saying, make my monster grow.
That one didn't bother me. I don't know why. I mean, she was making a monster grow.
Where was I Have Such a Headache? She said that in like every episode. It wasn't in this movie.
No.
But you know what she did have?
A Krispy Kreme donut?
Some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme must have paid like a bajillion dollars.
The sixth ranger of the team was Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah.
The whole third act takes place in, on top of, and around a Krispy Kreme donut
and
shop.
And they keep saying Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Krispy Kremes.
Krispy
and
Kreme.
Like, at one point, there is a cup in the middle of the screen, dead center, with that logo in focus.
With what logo, Josh?
The Krispy Kreme logo.
That's right, the Krispy Kreme logo.
The worst part is Rita going into the Krispy Kreme and eating a Krispy Kreme donut. And
while looking at the camera as if to think, I enjoy this Krispy Kreme donut. I actually thought, I'll be honest, I love bad movies. And if the rest of the movie matched that tone, I think it would have been great if they would have just gone over the top with it, because that was a very weird over the top moment in an otherwise kind of serious-ish action movie.
If they were trying to make a joke about the product placement, it didn't hit.
It didn't hit 100%. I guarantee that there was a version of the script where that was the juice bar and not a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee that was originally Ernie's. Other things that were kind of missing from this movie. Where's Bulk and Skull?
There was a bully character, and he was neither Bulk nor Skull. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Does not make
sense.
Not
even like a passing like callback.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Very weird.
Though I did kind of chuckle a little bit when Jason smacked him in detention.
That was kind of funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that line, you just smack him? Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good. No, the cast themselves were pretty charismatic. With what they were given, they did the best they could with it. Again, I think RJ Seiler, Billy, did the best job, especially early on in the film.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What do you think of that Megazord?
Like the art direction of everything in that movie, it was ugly.
Yeah,
I wish we saw the transformation sequence.
Other than flashes through smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because the Zords don't make sense together.
It wouldn't have fit.
No.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that the reason why it looked the way it did was because it fell into the Zeo crystal and it merged? The power of their friendship merged the five robots together? Or do you think that the robots were always able to do that? Because I think it was like a brand new thing that had never been done, because Rita looked like super surprised about it.
Yeah, probably.
But the other thing was it shares a very similar silhouette to the Goldar monster.
Yes, that too.
And I was really mad because that's really lazy work.
Yes.
Also, the Goldar monster was lame.
Oh, yeah. Super.
Melted Velveeta.
Yeah, big cheese, man. It looked like those old Kraft mac and cheese commercials where there's just waves of cheese flowing through.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like that.
Yeah. I want to add one more good thing to finish off this sandwich. We'll talk about
We weren't on the bad part yet.
No, we were on the bad part.
Okay.
We've been on the bad part.
I think we kind of jumped around a bit.
Yeah. I liked how Zordon explained the three rules of being a Power Ranger. Don't tell anyone that you're a Power Ranger. Never escalate unless your enemy escalates. Only use your powers for good. That comes straight from the show. That means someone at some point at least watched the first couple episodes. I'll take it.
Yeah.
That was cool.
They don't follow those rules, really.
Not really. Especially Zach when he took his Zord for a joyride. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of running short, but what'd you guys think of the after credits?
What was it? Oh, were they...
Tommy.
I don't care about the Green Ranger.
It was an empty seat with a green hoodie hanging over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a green Letterman jacket, wasn't it?
No, it was a green hoodie. Oh, by the way, did you see Jason David Frank got ejected from the premiere?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, apparently during his cameo,
mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, he has a cameo within the film.
Yes.
Which I think we talked about
that before. Amy Jo Johnson did as well.
Non-speaking cameos.
Yeah.
When that cameo popped up, he got his phone out and was recording the crowd, recording their reaction to his cameo.
Oh, and not allowed to do that. That's a no-no.
And he got grabbed by security and was escorted outside and said, "You can't do that." And he's like, "That's me in the movie. He's like, and they try to
dude,
take his phone.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, he said, that's me in the movie right there. This is my scene. I guess he didn't get to see the end or the after credit scene.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Yep. Well, it serves him right.
Yeah.
You know what serves him right? Ego sometimes. You just got to put it aside and just enjoy.
Yeah, he was trying to get a crowd reaction shot of the cameo.
He had a group. It's like a shot they would have given to an extra otherwise. Yeah. Like,
it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, it was nice that they threw them in. I don't know why the other Rangers weren't in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know why Toy Trang wasn't in there.
But yeah, but that's...
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. There have been rumors that they might cast a female Tommy. What do you think about that?
That'd be cool. I doubt they will, but...
Yeah. Well, because the Green Power Coin was...
Rita's before. Yeah.
Also, why focus on making this stupid gold monster? If she had a power coin, that means she had a Zord.
She had to have had a Zord. It was in the background of one of those scenes.
Was it?
In the smoke. In the 65 million years in the past. No. It was in that weird, like, jump scare, shared, like, nightmare, waking nightmare scene when they got the power coins and Rita came at them all.
Okay.
With, like, everything, like, turned to stone and dust around
okay,
them.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and the smoke in the background there is a dragon.
Okay. She has the green power coin. Mm-hmm. It's in her staff.
Yeah.
It's there the entire movie.
Why isn't it on her belt?
Okay, yeah. But also, why not just use the dragon sword?
Because they need to have that cool reveal of the dragon sword when they have Tommy Oliver.
When they make the sequel.
When they make the sequel. Yeah. Of which this movie is a part of a 6-part series.
Yeah.
Hey, apparently. At least the next movie will have more Power Ranger reaction.
Yeah, if I had one major complaint outside of all the other major complaints I've had, the action bits only were about... They were only Power Rangers for about a half hour.
And that was the most Power Ranger-y
stuff. And that
was
the best part.
Like, it looked like Power Rangers, more or less. The fight scenes were shot, it like, almost looked the same.
Yeah.
It was really cool, but it was like 2 minutes.
Yeah. It just, I hope they take into consideration some of the critiques that people give on this movie and actually make adjustments to the next film. They're not going to because
this
they never do that.
Yeah.
But I hope they do that.
Yeah. But it overall wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
It was a passable movie.
It was, it was decent enough. You know, I don't really care for giving out arbitrary number scores, but if I had to, like a 6.5.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd agree with that.
If 5 is totally average, completely baseline average, you know, 6.5. That seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that completely.
Yeah. Well, I think that does it for us this week. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can yell at us about our Power Rangers opinions at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us about our Power Rangers opinions at nerd_overload. Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
That is what it is. Or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher. And so, go check us out over there. And we will be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.